Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Third car, Scott Anderson. We'll get to the 10 text thing in a minute here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. DJ Reed. I don't think Detroit's asleep on how good this guy can be and what a huge return getting him back into the lineup could be for the Detroit Lions.
Be big.
Yep.
Particularly against a team like the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Very good receivers.
Yep.
Following week against the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb. George Pickens.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there's a lot of football to be played. Fortunately, news today that Sam LaPorta is going to be out, probably for the season. Sucks. We asked people before the break, what would make you happiest with Scoobal? From an unnamed texter, signing Scoobal would make me happiest. It's not my money. Jeff in Trenton says, trade him and get a boatload of veterans looking to win the World Series. So trade him. And then when you say get a boatload, are you talking about for a boatload of veterans or sign a boatload of veterans? I don't know what he's talking about.
I think you'd have
you.
To sign.
Yeah, because a team that would,
a boatload of veterans.
Not good ones. Right. A team that's trading for him is trying to win the World Series, they're not going to trade you their good veterans back.
We're all trying to win a World Series, Doc.
Right. Tom in Pleasant Ridge says, trade him now. He's gone. Jacob in Novi says, I want Scoobal gone. Him being traded would make me happiest. Javier in Clarkston says, Scoobal as a Tiger would make me happiest. Tommy in a truck says, sign Scoobal and get Bregman or Bichette as proof we're in win now mode. How about Edwin Diaz?
How about all three?
Paul in Valorville says, trade him now. No one player is worth that much, and think about the return. Randy says, sign Scoobal for 7 years. Ian Plymouth says, ride it out. Make him a free agent at the end of the season. Michael Livonia says, trade him this offseason and get your biggest return. So there you go. Those are some of the opinions people have out there. All right. Look, we've talked about what feels like something's off with Amon-Ra and Jared Goff. We asked Jared about it earlier in the week. We'll replay that for you in a minute. It came up with Amon-Ra. Is there something that isn't quite in sync this year with the Goff-Amon-Ra connection? Here's what he had to say. Okay, John Morton, the offensive coordinator, same question came up. Is there something not quite right with this connection? Because it's been so good in the past. Here's what the Lions offensive coordinator said. That's interesting at the end.
We'll make sure.
It won't happen again. We'll make sure. We asked Jared about it earlier this week and whether or not there was a disconnect with him. I mean, 12 targets, two catches is so uncharacteristic of that combination. Here's what Jared Goff said. Okay, let's be clear here. The bar is insanely high for these two. If Jared Goff drops back to pass and his first read is Amon-Ra, I expect it to be complete for a first down.
Yep.
If not a touchdown. Every single time. This year, Amon-Ra has been, there have been 28 targets that have gone incomplete to Amon-Ra St. Brown the whole year. 10 of them came in one game. Now, so when they say, if we raise the bar where it's we're kind of lost control of what we expect, or is there something off? Because last year they had 26 incompletions the whole season.
Wow. And it's already at 28.
Yep. Last year, 141 targets, 115 receptions.
I think... Yeah, it just looks like something's a little off. It doesn't mean they can't correct it mm-hmm. or that it can't still work at a high level, even if it's not fully corrected and be what it was last year. But yes, the bar is set extraordinarily high because of how well these two have meshed together since Amon-Ra came into the league and since Jared Goff has been a Lion. It's been one of the truly great combinations in football, if not the best combination in football with a quarterback and receiver. The difference this year, I think everything starts at the offensive line. The offensive line is not as good. There have been many games this year that Goff has been under tremendous pressure, which speeds things up, which is going to lead to inaccurate throws and, you know, hurried targets or whatever. But the other side of that is that we have seen Amon-Ra drop the football, which is completely uncharacteristic. We're so used to seeing him catch everything. And, you know, he's the first one to tell you, if it's on my fingertips, if it's on my palm, if I got a hand on it, one hand or two, I expect to catch the football no matter what it is.
He said that exact thing yesterday.
Yeah. So that's the thing with him. And that's why the bar is set so high. So when you're credited with five drop passes at this point in the season, we're like, wow, that seems like a lot. We're not used to seeing that. And he's on, you know, track to hit a career high with drop passes. I don't suspect he's going to drop five the rest of the season because I think he just corrects things and he'll be fine. But I think because the offensive line is not what it was last year, we're going to see an inflated number of missed targets just because the timing isn't going to be there like it has been in the past due to the offensive line.
You know, there is speculation, and this always happens. There is speculation that there might be an injury. But there could be something that happened with Amon-Ra at some mm-hmm. point this year that could explain it. A lot of times in sports, the unexplainable has that moment where you go, oh, and I've discovered this a lot in covering teams, and somebody pulls you aside and say, well, you know what that is.
Oh, what's you played with a sports hernia, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I see. Yeah. And it's not always injury related. And I actually,
yeah, you had a full groin tear. Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if I hope it is or it isn't. Like, I don't want him to be hurt. I want him to be healthy. But it would explain a lot if we found out that there was a legit injury there. But Amon-Ra didn't get hyper defensive. But still, that was really, really uncharacteristic. Chances are, Scott, we'll be sitting here and talking to a Monday and saying things like, well, I guess the Goff Amon-Ra connection's okay. I think chances are that will be the conversation come Monday. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Dave on a cellular on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the Goff St. Brown connection, he's got that podcast, and you can see his hand. Somebody spread a. There's a picture going around. His hand looks really swollen, his thumb pad. And I'm sure that's contributing to his, you know, the dropsies or whatever. So, I don't know. You guys can look on the internet.
Okay, so you say there's a picture
of his hand. His
like a screenshot?
Above his head. Yeah, his hands are above his head, and you can see, like, the thumb pad is really swollen. So, I mean, that's not the only thing, but I'm sure that's definitely contributing to his dropsies. It happened a couple games ago. It looked like he was shaking his hand. His hand. And sorry, I'm out of breath.
That's all right.
He just doesn't look the same, and I just feel really strongly that's part of it.
Okay. We'll see if we can find it, Dave, and see if there's any veracity to it. But,
I can get it and send it to you guys if there's a way to do that.
Yeah, you can link it on Twitch if you want to go there and just send a link. So, thanks, okay. Dave. 248-539-9797. Let's get the very latest on what they're saying about life without Sam LaPorta for a while here. The Birchie Kid will join us from down on Allen Park next here on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As seen on TV, he's the Birchie Kid. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday, as always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good to talk to you. So we obviously had some breaking news regarding LaPorta.
Hmm.
So is he going to have a Joe Burrow-like miracle month early comeback?
I wouldn't count on it. I think we saw Sam LaPorta's miracle comeback in 2023 when it looked like he had caved his knee in and then returned to play the next week in that first playoff game against the Rams. I don't see something similar here. He underwent surgery, as Dan Campbell just told us, and he put the odds of LaPorta returning at any point, including during the playoffs, at very, very slim. So I think we can all safely say this is a Sam LaPorta-less offense from here on out. And I mean, call it what it is, a huge blow in so many ways. I go back to something Dan said about a month ago on our airwaves when he was asked, you know, which players, returning players, have taken the biggest steps this year in his eyes. And he mentioned Sam LaPorta right away. And, the receiving numbers speak for themselves, but he was talking more about his growth as a run blocker and a pass blocker. And they're going to miss him in all of those ways. And probably most glaringly on third down and in the red zone. That was what John Morton mentioned yesterday when I kind of asked him where they would feel Sam's absence the most. And that's true. I mean, you look at the way that Jared Goff has spread the ball and delivered passes on third down, 20%
of his third and fourth down throws and completions this year before Sam's injury had gone to Sam. And I believe the other 79% went to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So there's a huge hole to fill, and it's going to have to be by committee, but it still won't be the same effect of Sam LaPorta.
Obviously, Brock Wright is the guy you would think to get the bulk load of that. However, something I floated out, what about Isaac Tesla being mm-hmm. used as the guy who's running the routes that Sam LaPorta would run? He's got the same size, well, height anyway.
Yeah, I think if there was ever a Tesla time, this has to be it. And, you know, we've already seen them involve him more, at least running routes and playing as a blocker in the two games with Dan Campbell calling plays. He had sunk to just three offensive snaps in John Morton's final game calling plays. Campbell came out of that week saying they wanted to get him involved more, and they have. The ball hasn't come his way yet, but he has been a little bit more active, a little bit more noticeable in their passing game the past couple of weeks. And I think maybe the most notable thing to come out of last week, in their first game without Sam LaPorta, the Lions deployed 12 personnel, so one running back and two tight ends, just once. And they had deployed it before that with Sam LaPorta at one of the highest rates in the NFL all season. So Dan said today they don't want to get fully away from that. He still likes being able to use multiple packages, and it's worth noting that they've had the highest passer rating in the NFL when throwing out of 12 personnel this year. But yes, I do think, given all of that, that the stage is set for Tesla to emerge here. And, you know, Scotty Montgomery, who we just spoke with about a half hour ago, Lions receivers coach and assistant head coach, was asked about Tesla maybe filling some of the void with LaPorta down. And he made no bones about it. He was like, look, it's time for these young guys to play unlike rookies. They almost have now a full college season under the belt. So he said, you know, we expect these guys, Tesla in particular, to play a more important role moving forward.
All right, so other guys, DJ Reed, Malcolm Rodriguez, Marcus Davenport, Josh Pascal, who's in uniform Sunday?
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say we'll see DJ Reed out there. They feel pretty confident about that. They're feeling slightly less confident, but I still think it's probable that we'll see Marcus Davenport take the field on Sunday for the first time since week two, I guess it was. We will not see, in all likelihood, Kirby Joseph. He was not practicing today. I think he's still slated to return on Thanksgiving. Very unlikely we'll see Terrion. He was not at practice in the little 15-minute portion open to the media. He would, I believe, have to take part in a full contact practice or something that resembles that before he gets cleared from concussion protocol. So probably more likely that he gets delayed until Thursday as well. But DJ Reed's return is huge, guys. You know, I go back to the way he was playing before he got hurt. He really was emerging as that number one lockdown corner that they paid him to be. He took Zay Flowers out of that game against the Ravens in week three, and he was erasing Jerry Jeudy in week four before his hamstring went lame. And, you know, when you look ahead at some of these teams the Lions have to face over the next month, the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, the Rams with Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, you're going to want a guy like DJ Reed and Kirby Joseph and Terrion back on the field.
The offensive line has been kind of maligned this year. We knew it was going to be an interesting look without Frank Ragnow. The game against the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles' defensive line kind of dominated that. They're banged up. Miles Frazier, we've seen, has been he's back at practice now and working with this team. Is he at all part of the solution to help solve this offensive line, or is he just, you know, part of guys that are going to play backup roles and will even suit up on Sunday?
I think he could be. I think a lot of it depends on how they feel about Kayode Iwosika's play over the next couple games. I don't think Frazier is quite yet ready to step in. I did catch up with him this week. He's been taking a bunch of reps at both guard spot and right tackle in practice. Dan Campbell said today they're still trying to figure out where they might need him the most, along with where he's most comfortable when they're ready to put him on the field. And those two things might not be the same, so they're still working through that. But, you know, look, Yody did not have a great performance, much like most of those offensive lineman against the Eagles, and I didn't think he was all that great the week before even against the Commanders. And if they don't start getting at least more stable play from him, then yeah, I think you would look to Miles Frazier to step in there, you know, sometime early December. And if you look at his numbers in college, man, they were really, really impressive, especially in pass protection at LSU, where he allowed one sack and two quarterback hits over his final 25 games at guard. So the same way that Mahogany stepped in last year late in the year, despite missing camp, despite not practicing until October, and then playing well, maybe Frazier can follow the same trajectory.
And what's the update on Mahogany?
Mahogany is still, at best, a late December return, okay. At best.
All right, so, holding out hope, we all go to Johnny Next Guy whenever things aren't going well.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Everybody always loves Johnny Next Guy. Jackson Dark.
Johnny Next Year.
How does it change things for with Jackson Dark, that news today?
Yeah, they don't seem to anticipate the offense for the Giants operating all that differently with Jameis Winston under center instead of Jackson Dart. They didn't get the sense that even if Dart had played, that he would have been running that much, just given the injury he was coming off of. And then given some of the reins the Giants were trying to put on him just to keep him healthy on the field. So it sounds like they've prepared this week for more of a passing offense, regardless of which quarterback played. So, they're ready for Jameis Winston. And this is certainly a game, given the state of the Giants' offensive line, where you would love to see Hutchinson start getting back in the sack column. And Alim McNeil was playing some defensive end last week for really the first time in his career, the 310-pound defensive end opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And part of that, a lot of that, is due to all of the depth they have now on the interior and Kelvin Shepard trying to find ways to get Tyreek Williams and Roy Lopez on the field in addition to Alim and DJ Reader. But Alim said he liked it out there, man. He enjoyed having all that new space to operate. He had kind of longed to know what it was like watching Hutch and Davenport rush the passer with all that space. So, I don't think that's a long-term thing that probably subsides once Davenport and Pascal return, but kind of an interesting wrinkle here 10 games into the season.
You're kind of an ethereal kind of guy here, a little touchy-feely. What's the vibe you're getting from this team coming off the loss to Philadelphia and what their mindset is getting ready for Sunday? Is it, you feel anything different, a different vibe? What's going on?
Vocab points, first of all. That was nice, ethereal. I do think that this team, these players, are keenly aware of the importance of the next three games, those three games being at home, two of them being against pretty vulnerable NFC opponents, and all three being against NFC teams. Aiden, Mr. I don't look at the schedule, I don't know who we play next, Hutchinson, said himself this week, hey, looking at the schedule, we know we're at a point in the year where we got to win now. He went so far as to say that the next three games, they have to go 3-0. I think they will. I think 6-4 turns into 9-4, and the mood around this team will shift along the way. But yeah, this is a stretch that could certainly define the season. And I'll go so far as to say that I think if they come out of this, even with one loss, it's a bit of a wasted opportunity. And I get the sense that a lot of the players here feel the same way.
We just were going over the numbers, the Goff Amon-Ra numbers, that a third of his incomplete passes thrown his direction came in one game last week, and they've already got more incomplete passes, 28 on 100 whatever it is targets, as opposed to they had 26 all of last year, and they keep saying another draw. It was just a bad game, right?
It was definitely just a bad game, and it was a game where Jared had minimal time to pass. The offensive line, especially up the middle, got caved in, so the rush was getting home really quickly. Quinyon Mitchell did a hell of a job on him, too. I mean, give credit to where it's due. He looked every bit like the first-round corner the Eagles drafted out of Toledo. And then, look, it hasn't been talked about all that much or all that publicly, but St. Brown is dealing with some sort of wrist issue here, and no, that doesn't impact the play where Jared Goff throws the ball behind him and they were clearly on different pages. But you do wonder, with that drop rate still low but at a career high, if he's feeling the effects of some of that here. But, dude, St. Brown and Goff, to me, is still the most reliable quarterback receiver tandem in the NFL. I think they'll quickly shake off that 2-for-12 showing last week.
Shaking off, he says.
Yeah. All right, my man. When are you on TV next?
Sunday morning, Lions game day live with the crew, Sunday nights, and the rest of the season moving forward.
Love it. Appreciate it as always, Birchie.
See you there, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Peace.
There he is, the Birchie kid. Joins us every Friday for the latest from Allen Park. We'll hear from Kelvin Shepherd, the defensive coordinator, straight ahead, what he had to say yesterday about his team moving forward. And we got to pick some games at 1:38.
Here I- Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Lions, Giants coming up on Sunday. Huge game. It's a huge game in a can't afford to lose it kind of way. Huge game in a must not lose. Huge game for the mental health. I think it's for the first time, I'm going to say a little bit for the mental health of the team as well. I think they need a feel good moment. I'm sure they don't feel great about what happened Sunday night in Philadelphia. And I think they've always come back confident. They do a great job at bouncing back. I think it must suck to go into a game like that thinking, here's our day, we're going to make a statement, you know, best team in the NFC, and then have a somewhat listless offensive performance. The defense played well. You know, I was looking at FanDuel today. The Lions' odds to win the Super Bowl is still the fourth best in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw that a couple days ago on ESPN, they showed that.
And that's it's a reflection of, we don't feel great about what happened on Sunday, clearly, but the season's not lost. That's what I mean. We went through and did the point spreads every game the rest of the year as it stands before the show on CBS Sports. The Lions were favored in every single one of them. So, in the meantime, Kelvin Shepherd, defensive coordinator, the fourth down thing, all the fourth downs that got so much attention this week. As a defensive coordinator, how do you feel about it putting your defense in a bad position when the offense doesn't come through on fourth down? Here's what he said. He's doing a great job.
Suck on their teeth?
Yeah, I'd never heard that one. Is that something?
Is it uncensored? Uncensored.
Is that a phrase?
Apparently it is.
When things are going bad, you Suck on your teeth? I've never heard that. Anyway, so he's not bitter. As he says, he loves it. put out the fire. There's a fire to be put out. His group will put it out. Real good defensive effort last week. Not perfect. He did say something interesting that the majority of drives they've given up for touchdowns have included one explosive play. I think he said there were only three sort of long sustained drives without an explosive against their defense this year. Now that doesn't mean they don't happen. They happen. It's the National Football League, a lot of talented players on the offensive side of the ball, but there's only been, according to his calculations, three touchdowns that didn't come without an explosive play.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with how the defense has played for this team, with this team and for Kelvin Shepard and for Dan Gamble. They've been very, very good. Encouraging to hear they're going to get some guys back, and maybe even by the Thanksgiving game, they could get even more guys back. Really help things out to a team that's already good on defense but can get better.
Mm-hmm. So that was Kelvin Shepard. We also had him talking about Jordan Dart, but Dart's out.
Jackson Dart.
Dart's out with a concussion. Maybe I have a concussion too.
Are you?
Yeah. Jackson Dart is out. Sunday with a concussion that was announced.
You want to go in the blue tent, Doug?
I think I might need to go.
Should we get one
in
the studio, a blue tent? You just feel like, man, what am I doing? What am I saying? I'm saying all the wrong things. I'll be back. Just go in the blue tent.
It'd be depressing to see how often we'd be in that blue tent.
Just put yourself in a little time out for an occasion. I felt like I needed to. I probably should have done that in the first hour of the show.
You know what? Every line of work could use a blue tent.
Yeah.
Right? I'm an actuary. I'm having a bad day. Blue tent.
Only certain people can go in the tent with you.
That's true.
You know, you can't. Only have, Dr. Scadabo is not allowed to go in there.
No, he's not. It's like, where's Bob from accounting? He's in the blue tent right now. Tent. Yeah,
Bob's questionable.
Well, Bob needs to be in the blue tent. Yeah. The Bob I know needs to be in the blue tent.
Bob might be out the rest of the day. All right, let's pick some games. Gator did not miss a game last week.
Nope. Perfect.
Nor did he pick a game last week as he was out. Stoney was in. Do you want to know how Stoney did?
Do I?
Stoney went 2-1 in the colleges. He hit his lock, which was Texas Tech minus 23.5 against UCF. 1-2 in the pros, 3-3 overall.
All right. Well, that jives with what I was the previous week. I was 3-3 for the week. I'm 31-32 on the season and 5-6 shooting the boot.
All right.
So close to getting over that hump.
Yep. I am 21-15 in the college game.
Woo.
17-16 in the NFL
there
game. 38-31 overall, 7-5 in the locks.
Come on.
I will start with my car house lock of the week. I like the young quarterback, the sophomore at NC State, and they are playing host to Florida State tonight. I'll take NC State at home plus 5.5 as the car house lock of the week.
I'll start with my lock of the week. Georgia Tech taking on Pittsburgh. Georgia Tech is giving up 2.5 points in this game. Look, the Ramblin' Wreck has an inside track in getting into the college football playoff, but they got to beat Pittsburgh to do it, and I think they will do it. I like the quarterback. King is really good, so we'll see if they can continue to play well. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week, minus 2.5 against Pitt.
Two teams have put up a lot of points, and I have had questions about one of their defense. The total's 51.5 in Washington at UCLA. I will take the over 51.5 Washington UCLA.
Oklahoma is taking its show. They're keeping it at home against Missouri. Oklahoma is another team that wants to validate what they've done. They just beat Alabama. Can they beat Missouri? I say they can. It's minus 6.5. It's just inside that touchdown difference. I like the Sooners minus 6.5 against Mizzou.
My final game, I'm going to take USC on the road. Jordan Maiava and company getting 10.5 at Oregon. I think Oregon will win the game, but I think it's going to be a close one. I'll take the points.
Doug, I'm also looking on the West Coast, but I'm looking at Cal at Stanford. Being a former season ticket holder at Stanford, I can tell you that I like Cal at minus 3.5 points.
Care to explain briefly?
To get tickets to the Rose Bowl, Michigan State against Stanford, the only way I could do that was we found a loophole to go ahead and sign up for season tickets at Stanford. It got you an inside track to get tickets to that Rose Bowl game. It just cost you your $100 deposit.
Let's go to the NFL. Cincinnati, they're at home getting 6.5. Is it Joe Burrow's return to glory? Cincinnati plus 6.5 at home against New England. I like the Bengals.
Now, they haven't said if he's playing
they
yet,
haven't
right?
yet. I'm going to bet that he does.
Oh, boy. The Bears are at home against Pittsburgh. The ailing Aaron Rodgers, we still haven't heard officially yet. If he's going to play, it seems like he might. I don't know if it matters. I think the Bears are a tough team, and they're playing at home. Ben Johnson's going to get all excited about this one. The Bears minus 2 against Pittsburgh.
Titans at home getting a boatload of points. A dozen, a Baker's dozen, and a hook. I'll take the Tennessee Titans plus 13.5 against Seattle.
I look at that game as well, and I thought about that, and then I said, look at the total on this game. The total is it's set at 40.5 points. 40.5 points. I think Seattle could very well score 40 themselves, but if Tennessee wants to join in, go ahead. I like the over 40.5.
Final game. I'm really impressed with the new and improved Cowboys. And they're at home getting 3.5 against Philly. I think that game's coming right down to the wire. I'll take Dallas plus the 3.5.
Dak's number at home in conference is like crazy good, how good he has been. So it's interesting. I'm going to look at the other upstart team. How about these Jacksonville Jaguars? They're giving up 3 points at Arizona. Arizona is a mess, and I like Jacksonville to continue a little bit of a run here and give up those 3 points. Not a problem at Arizona.
Kang every week endorses a pick and hates on a pick. Which one do you like the most this week, Kang?
I like Jacksonville as well, Gator, minus 3. They actually might finally be decent this year. Been waiting for it forever. Arizona, it doesn't matter who's that quarterback. You know, Brissett, Murray, their team as a whole just sucks. At home or away, I like Jacksonville minus 3.
Which pick do you hate the most?
All right, you know my theory on this. It don't make sense. 13.5 points, Tennessee. That's a lot of points, and they played pretty well last week. So you would think, obviously, they can cover this. I think Sam Darnold looked so bad last week. They're trying to get people back on that. I think Seattle takes care of business. Double-digit victory. 13.5 ain't nothing.
All right,
that
there you go.
That is saucy.
Darnold's back.
That's saucy.
If, well, that's it. There's no if about it. Those are our picks. We do it every Friday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. I have a question for you and Kang.
Well, we've got answers without question.
Do you remember in the offseason when everybody was talking about the Lions and the need to add another edge rusher? And like once a week we get this call. And has anybody thought about them calling up J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Right? I think we probably even took a – has anybody thought about calling
Aaron Donald?
Yeah, what did I say? Darnold. Sam Darnold.
Blue tent.
Blue tent for Doug.
Doug's got one of blue tent. Seriously.
Anyway. Gronk.
Oh, is this something you just came up with? Your brilliant mind has just come up with this one, huh?
We got a couple texts earlier, actually.
Did we?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, do I call him? Sure, why not? Give him a call. Yeah, I'm going to guess he's going to tell you no.
What? Gronk.
How old are you? Gronk's not that old.
No, and, you know, people have... Brady, when he came in here, and Brady's doing the game on Thanksgiving, right?
He's 36.
Brady praised Goff so much. And Goff is, you know, I mean, he's more of a Brady-type quarterback. Let me be clear what I'm saying about that is... They're immobile, quick decision makers, and really good with a pre-snap, knowing what to do with the football. So same style of quarterback, Gronk.
You know, Gronk hasn't played in 4 years, which is probably the biggest impediment. But if it were like 1 year or 2 years, maybe, but four? A long time.
Gronk.
Even Gronk, no, Gronk can't come back.
It's going to be fascinating because for people, yeah, Laporta's out just for people who, and it might be out. Sounds like he's done for the rest of the year. Had a procedure on his back. For people just flipping their radios on, and it sucks. My God, does it suck. But, you know, it is what it is, and everybody's got this. Lions are no different. It'd be really, really cool if they were. If they were able to not have to deal with as many injuries as they did last year, but that's everybody. Just looking down at Twitter, Tom tweets us, there is no way they're favored by one at the Rams. On CBS Sports, if you go to their schedule, they have point spreads for all the games the rest of the way. Sunday, December 14th at 4:25, Lions, Rams, Rams plus 1.5. So I was a little surprised myself, but that's what it says on CBS Sports. For what it's worth, our guy favored in every game the rest of the way, and it starts Sunday against the New York Football Giants. So see the way it plays itself out. But feeling good about this one?
Yeah, I feel really good about this one. I feel very chesty about this game. Mm-hmm. I think the Lions are going to score plenty. I think they're going to approach 40. And I suspect they're going to give up maybe 17, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go 38-17.
I think it's the kind of game that they do exactly what they do at home. I think Amon-Ra has a big game, a bounce-back game. It will be intriguing to see who becomes that great anytime touchdown scorer bet with Laporta and them trying to figure out what to do without. And you heard Burchie talk about their different personnel packages. Is it simply go back and just say it's going to be Brock Wright? Is it Tesla? Does he become a favored target for Jared Goff? I love Gibbs in the slot with Montgomery in the backfield. Tell me that doesn't sound like a tough offense to stop.
No, I like that too. But because I brought up Tesla a couple weeks ago, that's what I'm going to stick with. I want Tesla to run routes that Sam Laporta was running.
And they've been using Jackson Meeks as a big receiver playing the tight end spot. Maybe he makes an impact.
Typically, we saw Skipper running routes, man.
That's true.
You know, also, when Burchie mentioned is the loss of Sam Laporta is huge, but the formations they would run because they had Laporta and Wright, they had their roles. They would run two tight end sets all the time. And against the Eagles, they did not do that. And I'm not saying that's the sole reason why the offense didn't look that good, but that's one thing you're taking away from this team is that two tight end set, because Brock Wright is good as what he does. Now, you can move him over to Laporta's role, but he's not going to play that role very well as well. And the guy who replacing Brock Wright is not going to play his role as well. So I think we're going to see just a lot less two tight end sets, to be honest with you. And that's where your boy Tesla, Gator, I think, and I agree with, I think he needs to eat a little bit here and get him on some routes that on those, you know, third down routes, those red zone routes. You know, he's a big target, good catch radius, right?
Yeah, he's got a great vertical leap. He's fast. He's tall. He's also, you know, well put together. Guy's 215 pounds. 6'4", let's go.
All right, Gator, I'm going to give you a list of schools, college football.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what they have in common.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Western Kentucky. Okay. Mercer, Eastern Illinois, Charlotte, and Samford. What do they all have in common?
Wear the color red?
Nope.
They've all played same opponent?
Nope. Kang, do you have any guesses what all the schools have in common?
I was going to phone Gator, but he is nothing for me.
Wow.
Did you give up?
You're my phone a friend guy.
I tried.
I got nothing either.
They all play at SEC schools this weekend. This is the weekend where they bring in Patsy.
This is the bye week.
Samford plays. 1-10 Samford goes to Texas A&M. 1-9 Charlotte is at Georgia. 3-8 Eastern Illinois is at Alabama. 9-1 Mercer is at Auburn. 8-2 Western Kentucky's at LSU.
So also on the bye week, I think, is Ole Miss.
They actually aren't playing a game, yeah.
No, well, these effectively it's a bye week for these teams.
Yes.
But yes, Ole Miss is on the bye week, mm-hmm. not playing because they're going to lose their head coach.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird time for them to have a bye week when everybody's trying to poach their head coach and he's got some extra time. There was a report from credible media members that there was the family was definitely flown into Gainesville. Is that right?
Well, you got there's the Florida talk, there's the LSU talk, and then there's the people that said that Ole Miss gave him the ultimatum that he has denied. There was no ultimatum, which he may be factually correct. It wasn't necessarily an ultimatum, but I have to believe that Ole Miss is like, let us know, man. We need to know.
The question becomes, does he get Steve Fisher'd or Bill Friedert?
Bill Friedert,
in which case Bill Friedert took the Arizona State job right before the NCAA tournament in 1989. Steve Fisher took over and Michigan won the natty.
Yeah, because Michigan said, you're not going to coach this team in the tournament if you're leaving for another job. So I think that's what's really interesting here, because Ole Miss is, they're right on schedule to make the college football playoff.
Yep.
But if it's announced this weekend, if it leaks out that Lane Kiffin has accepted a job, what do you do? Because you want to do right by the players, and at the same time, it's like a big F you to the coach that's going to leave you.
People complain about the changes in college football, and I get it. There is absolutely zero sense in a sport that starts its off season before a season is done. This is the dumbest, most nonsensical thing ever. College football has to have a hiring and firing window. You cannot, should not have coaches talking to other schools when their teams are still up for the postseason. And it's not because those schools are doing anything wrong. They're looking out for their best interest because signing day is December 3rd. So they're trying to put a coach in place. Signing day needs to be moved back, or like a coaching hiring and firing period. Why are we having an off season before the season is done?
Everybody knows Lane Kiffin always spends his bye week in Gainesville. So I don't know why you guys are tripping over this. This is just what he does every year.
True.
Yeah.
It's a family trip. It's Florida. We all go to Florida.
Valid point. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And there's a lot of stuff that drives people crazy about the college game. And Gator, I'm looking at you. It's just about everything. But correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this the dumbest of things?
Oh, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's beyond dumb.
All right. Rico Beard has made his way in studio. Of course, those guys are on deck. What's up? Hey.
Good weather for you guys to go out. 50 degrees. So enjoy. Hey,
that's nice.
You'll probably be hopping on a flight.
No, it's a drive this week.
Crab cakes and football.
Yeah, it's a drive for me.
Great
so.
Combo.
Yep. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
Laporta News. News coming out. You know, where does that put fans hearing that he's done for the year? I don't want to hear the whole he could be here for the Super Bowl. He's done for the year. And this, watching the game last night, I learned a couple of things about the league and I think could be applicable to the Lions.
Okay. You're talking about the Thursday night game.
Thursday night game on Amazon.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, have a great show. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. Every Friday, we leave you with the Gator Rant. Negotiate more time in front of the TV. Take care.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.